You're listening to Social 545, where we discuss what's trending in social media and interview weekly guests. Now, here are your hosts, Saba Siddiqui and Carlos Gill.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Social 545. My name is Saba and I'm joined here by my co-host, Carlos Gill.
Hey, what is going on, Social 545 listeners? It's great to be back with you guys. Happy New Year. And on this episode, we are going to chat about the Gary V effect.
Yes, the Gary V effect. And one of the reasons we decided to choose this right off the bat in 2016 is because Gary V has been hitting Snapchat hard. And when we say hard, we're saying that he is creating Snapchat stories quicker than we even can, both of us combined. And so we decided that we're going to take this first episode of 2016 and really talk about what the Gary V effect really means and why it's important to pay attention to what he is doing in the social media space.
Yeah, absolutely. But before we get started, let's actually talk about the man, the myth, the legend. Let's take a few minutes to talk about who is Gary Vaynerchuk. So, Saba, I'm going to go ahead and throw this at you because there's a little bit of an age gap between us. You're on the younger side of the millennials. I'm on the older side of the millennials. I'm, in full disclosure, 32. Saba is 23. So I'm really curious to know, first of all, how long have you been following Gary Vaynerchuk for? And what does he kind of mean and represent to your generation?
Yeah, so I started following Gary Vaynerchuk early 2015 in January. I remember I came across one of his videos, his Ask Gary V show. I think he was around episode 50 at the time. I started watching them, and the first thing that really resonated with me was just how quick he talked. Everyone always tells me, Saba, you talk so fast. And there was someone making a YouTube video, and he was being himself. And himself was something that resonated with me. Someone who is, I think he's 39 years old, just hadn't turned 40 yet, was really speaking my language. He understood the world that I lived in. He understood why I use certain social networks. He understood why I chose to click on certain things. And he really knew the topics that surrounded what I was curious about. And so that's kind of my first introduction to Gary Vaynerchuk. And as time went on, he was someone that was really the guiding compass to a lot of the decisions and a lot of the motivation and drive that I had behind what I started to pursue professionally.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Gary Vaynerchuk is someone who I would say is the godfather of social media marketing. And in full disclosure, he has meant a lot to my career, not only my career, but my life as well. So to share with our listeners out there, to give you guys a little bit more background, how special Gary Vaynerchuk is. And we're going to get into Snapchat and, you know, all the fun stuff with that and the Gary V effect. But this is the buildup. So I used to have a business back during the recession, during the days where the economy was just tanked. And I was at like my lowest point financially, emotionally, psychologically, you name it. And one day, my mom, when Gary's first book came out, which was called Crush It, Cash It on Your Passion, my mom says to me, Carlos, you need to read this book by this guy named Gary Vaynerchuk. And my mom is a huge wine fan. So my mom had been following Gary back to the days in which he was doing YouTube videos for Wine Library TV, and he was selling wine on the internet. So again, kind of background in Gary is that he was one of the first pioneers in business to kind of leverage social video as we know it today with YouTube, with actually selling product online. And it was wine. So fast forward to 2009, 2010 era, my mom, she reads the book. She's a big fan of Gary, and she says, you need to read this book. This guy really reminds me of you, but he has just this passion, this intensity that I really think would resonate well with you. So I kind of blew it off at first. I was like, you know what, mom? It's all good. I don't read books for one. So she's like, no, trust me. So one night, I'm in my condo in Jacksonville, Florida, and I go on YouTube, and I saw a video of Gary. I want to say he was speaking at South by Southwest. And again, this is way back when. This is like 2010. And I saw one video by him. And then I saw this other video of him speaking at a RE/MAX real estate convention conference, and I was like hooked. It was just everything that this dude was saying was just vibing with me of where I was at my life back then. And he was talking about social media, but just with such passion and enthusiasm, but sharing his personal story. And I know that's something that we're going to talk about, how Gary is leveraging Snapchat to go ahead and bring himself to life through another medium. But that's something that's always drawn me into Gary. He's very real. And you don't see that from a lot of just entrepreneurs out there. And Gary's someone that's really embodied hustle. So I've been following him very closely for years now. And I'm always intrigued when I speak with, like I said, younger millennials like yourself, Saba, to see how much of an impact he has on your generation. Because I definitely think we as marketers, as entrepreneurs, as hustlers, we're very generational and we look at people in different lights. So that's my perspective of how Gary's made an impact on my life. That's kind of like the Gary V effect on Carlos Gil.
Yeah. And it's nice to hear perspective from someone that's been following him for, you know, more than a year, maybe a few years, and kind of has seen him evolve in his career, how much VaynerMedia has grown, how much his exposure to a larger audience has grown. And it's really nice to see. I mean, personally, even though I've only been following him for a year, he's had a huge impact on the way that I think, the way that I approach the content that I have dedicated myself to create, really making sure that I bring that value, asking what people need. And, you know, Carlos and I, we were talking before the show and I talked about, you know, his dedication to engagement. And really, there are so many people that are hustling out there. In America, there's a lot of rich people. There's a lot of people that are making money, that are doing their thing and really crushing it. But I think what really differentiates Gary from so many people and really empowers his audience to want to talk about him and to raise his flag so proudly is the fact that he engages with his audience. And I think that's one big reason that he got so excited about Snapchat. Snapchat did not have that chat feature in the story until 2-3 months ago, I believe. And I know we covered it at an earlier episode during Social 545. I think that was a huge game changer for them. So I think that that dedication to engagement that he has had on every social platform that he has decided to double down on and really crush it on really allows him to move forward and say, you know what, 2016 is going to be the year of Snapchat. And I believe he verbatim said that in one of his vlogs recently.
Yeah, you know, so crush is his mantra. And like I said, it's the title of his first book. And you hit the nail on the head. You've got a lot of entrepreneurs and people that have been very successful in business talking. But how often do they teach? That's where I think Gary is in a league of his own. So here's a guy that has been extremely successful in the world of business. He has his own agency now with enterprise brands as clients. He's investing in startups, but yet he still is keeping it real enough that he's actually wanting to teach generations, not only that are going to follow him, but generations that still need role models. And that's how I would categorize Gary, is he's a teacher. He's someone that you can, whether it's picking up one of his books, besides Crush It, he had Thank You Economy, he had Jab, 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 Right Hook, or if it's watching the Gary V Show or downloading his podcast, he is a guy that I guarantee you, if you are listening to Social 545 right now and you have not heard Gary Vaynerchuk before, I guarantee you, if you listen to 5 minutes of him, you will learn something. Because here's a guy that is typically first to the party when it comes to certain social networks. When it was Twitter, early on, he was talking to marketers about, here's why you need to be on Twitter. So if you watch any of his videos from 2009, 2010, when people were on the fence, back then when people were on the fence about Facebook even, a lot of what he was talking about then, today, is so true. And when you even go back to Gary over the last couple of years talking about things like Instagram, okay, that's something that really caught fire over the last couple of years. And now it's Snapchat. And, you know, it's brilliant. I love seeing that. Here's a platform that we've talked about so many times on our show. And we've had people like Brandon Harvey come on and we've talked about DJ Khaled and the impact that he's making with pop culture. To see, honestly, someone that I look at as a hero, as an idol, like Gary Vaynerchuk, turning to Snapchat and embracing it. Gosh, let me say something. Marketers, you better wake up, because this man is typically pretty spot on when it comes to calling the trends in social.
I completely agree. You just made me think about, I have a really good friend of mine, and she makes amazing video content, film. She's specifically in film up in the Bay Area. And she's known that for so many years, I've been fully immersed in social media. I remember in 2010, I kept telling her, post Instagram every day, post to Facebook. You know, I was always encouraging her, use Snapchat back in 2011. And I remember it wasn't until I almost forced her basically to watch a Gary Vaynerchuk video. She watched it. I think it was one of the Ask Gary Vee shows. And then everything just clicked. She understood. That moment, all those years of me telling her, it finally connected the dots. And I think that's where that generational gap is really closed. When someone with that type of track record, with that type of execution and hustle throughout the years, from his YouTube days to now the Snapchat days, has really shown us that there is a way to really crush it on these platforms. And one thing that I really love that he recently said in his daily vlog is about making sure that storytelling is native to that platform. And he really, really, truly understands that. And if you consume his story right now, you'll see he's writing on those stories. He's using those emojis. He's using these platforms like they are meant to be used. And so I think that utilization of platforms is really, really important when you look at the bigger landscape of things.
Well, it's not just the utilization of the platform, right? But it's the content. And anyone can go on Snapchat, anyone can go on Twitter, but can you actually engage an audience is really the question. And what I love about Gary is the consistency, okay? From platform to platform, you're going to get consistency in the content. It's going to offer value to the audience. Gary's constantly talking about offering value, and he embodies it. But in between getting some gold nuggets, like, again, we're going to talk about DJ Khaled for a second. DJ Khaled has the keys to success. Those are the golden nuggets. Gary V has his own keys, which in between, you're going to get to know him as the person. In the last week alone, and I got to say, full disclosure, I have not been following Gary Vaynerchuk on Snapchat religiously until about a week ago. And now I'm watching every one of his daily stories. I know now that he eats bananas like crazy. He works out every day, and it's little things like that that, again, it brings people closer to the persona, and it's pure genius. So there's so much that people can learn from that aspect of marketing, of just being real. And I tell you, let's talk about the Gary V effect for a second. Answer me this, Saba. Over the last week alone, how many times have you seen people that you are friends with on Facebook pimping out and promoting their Snapchat account?
More than I can count, to be honest. I mean, every other post. I recently saw at least four or five, when I was just scrolling through the last couple hours on my Instagram, a random picture. And what was the caption? Hey guys, you know, there was more coverage about this on my Snapchat. Here's my Snapchat name. You know, here's my Snap code. I've had my Twitter banner be my Snap code for months now. I saw Airbnb doing it 4 or 5 months ago. So they were completely ahead of the game. I mean, everywhere is turning into Snapchat, everywhere you turn. And I think that's another topic that I think is so important about the Gary V effect, is how well he utilizes cross-platform promotion. As he's actually creating these Snapchat stories, he's aware that he's also creating a daily vlog. And so he's actually weaving that content into his YouTube content, which is absolutely genius. He already has 136,000 subscribers. If he only moves 10-15% of that audience onto Snapchat, he's already winning disproportionately, right? I think he put down his stats. He gets 14,000 Snapchat views. That's a lot of views. If you have 136,000 subscribers on YouTube, his average YouTube view is about 2,000 to 3,000, right? Average. Mm-hmm. But how much higher is it on Snapchat? And that's really where you see the value and why brands should be moving towards that platform.
I just want to interject, not just brands. That's why people need to go outside of their comfort zone and adopt Snapchat into how they engage. So let's pick this apart for a second. I joined Snapchat back in 2013 because my sister-in-law, who was 14 years old at the time, told me that Facebook is for old people. And let's think about it. I am a marketer. So as a marketer, I am going to go on the platforms where people are engaging. So if a 14-year-old who in 4 years from back then is going to be 18 years old in college and be on her own, still asking mommy and daddy for money, but you know what I mean, as an adult, I need to engage with that person. I don't necessarily need to just engage on Facebook. So again, the smart marketers over the years have seen these trends. They see where the younger millennials are playing, the sandbox that they're playing in, and they're going after them. Because here's a very powerful knowledge bomb that I'm going to drop at you guys here. By 2017, so in a year from now, millennials will outspend baby boomers. That's what you guys need to know. Anyone listening to this who's in brand marketing or who's at an agency, anyone who's doubting, why should I be on Snapchat? If you are a marketer, if you represent a brand, that is where your audience is flocking to. In droves, they've been there. Now the general population, as I like to call it, is catching up. So that's why you're seeing marketers in our social media community are all jumping in now on Snapchat, literally. And I want to say this, if Gary Vaynerchuk is listening to this right now, I want to speak to him for a second. Since he dropped his Facebook Live video talking about Snapchat, I seriously think because he has so much reach from the marketing and social media community, I literally think people dropped everything that they were doing. And at that moment, they got on Snapchat and then decided, well, I'm here now. I came to the party. I don't have any friends on here. How do I get people to add me and follow me so I can be a part of the cool kids club, so to speak? So that's what I've been seeing. And again, I attribute that to the Gary Vee effect. You know, I've been promoting and pimping out Snapchat. I know you have too, Saba, but let's face it. Let's be humble. We don't have that sort of reach. Right, but someone like Gary, who has over 1 million followers on Twitter, you said the stats before, has over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. He has that reach. That is the Gary Vee effect. He is the influencer of influencers. If you want to talk social media influencer, look up Gary Vaynerchuk in the dictionary, because that's who I look at as someone who's influential.
Yeah, and another thing that really kind of seals the deal for me, I mean, I've been on Snapchat since 2011. I remember when it was embarrassing to have Snapchat. I remember when it was completely stigmatized. I was at a point where I was using Snapchat so much that I had to actually delete my account because my score was so high to get a new score because I didn't want people to know that I was so, you know, heavily using the platform. And so, you know, how quickly things change. And one thing that I want to mention again to people that are still unsure about Snapchat is that Snapchat was established in 2011. And right now, today, it has over 6 billion videos and photos that are exchanged daily. Facebook, which was established 2005, 2006, has 8 billion videos and photos shared daily. So think about the fact of how quickly Snapchat has grown, how quickly each next social platform is able to gain traction that much quicker than the last one. That really shows what the trajectory is. And I think that when you look at the facts, it's only a matter of time before marketers ruin it, right? It's only a matter of time until all the brands jump on there and everyone's creating a story and your impressions are going to start going down because people are not going to be able to consume all of that content.
I tell you what's starting to happen, and you bring up an excellent, excellent point, is the oversaturation. And I can tell you, I think it's starting to happen. So I continue to add at a rapid pace new friends every single day on Snapchat. But I feel like I'm kind of getting to that tipping point now where my views aren't necessarily increasing. It seems like there's people jump on, they see a story or two, and then they jump off. Whereas, you know, even as recent as a month or two ago, every single time I would have a surge of new friends add me, it was like a spike would go up of views. But I'll tell you this, Saba. What I'm seeing on mine, I'm really curious to know if you're seeing the same on yours. What I'm seeing is an increase in direct engagement. So as people are coming on and they're checking out a story, their instinct, their inclination is to send a direct message and say, hey, I just saw your story. You know, you're awesome. Or they're having a conversation. Like, I've had people from Australia, New Zealand, all over Europe reaching out over the last couple of days which again, it's cool to see that this is a platform that really embodies what social media is all about, which is being sociable. And, you know, I want to kind of put this out there before hearing your thoughts on your engagement. But this is the platform, let's face it, folks, this is the platform where you are not going to be, not yet at least, hit up upside the head by brands with ads in your feed like you do on Twitter or on Facebook. And I think that's what Snapchat's doing right here, is they've been able to find where they can make money. They can weave in advertisement through filters, but they're not putting ads, they're not putting brands in people's faces. They're basically saying, here's a platform, use it, engage, and have fun.
Yeah, one thing I'm going to say on top of that is the difference between a platform such as Facebook, such as Instagram, such as Twitter, is that those ads are directly interrupting the content that we truly want to be consuming. I mean, to be honest, I'm not a fan of the way that Instagram has rolled it out, because I have to go through 12 sponsored ads to see 20 actual native posts from my friends. And that frustrates me because I have to spend an extra 30, 40 seconds scrolling. The most beautiful thing about Snapchat is the fact that if Target, Thrillist, CoverGirl, Maybelline, whatever brand I am following on Snapchat, if I decide to give them an impression, I have actively chosen to click on their story and stay engaged the entire time. And that in itself for a marketer is huge value. They have opted into that content. And I think for that reason, the amount of resources any brand is going to put in, the amount of creative, you know, juices and knowledge they're going to put in to create those stories is just going to go that much farther for them. And it's really going to pay off, because there is nothing more exciting than seeing a really great story on Snapchat by a brand and telling your friend about it. And you better know, people are talking to their friends about Snapchat. Everywhere that I look when I'm in public, people are on Snapchat. That is the platform that they're living on. I have decided that half of my friends I'm not even going to text, and I'm going to use Snapchat DM. I mean, these type of behavioral shifts are really what changes things. And I think that for anyone to turn a blind eye to this would be very, very foolish. And I think that, I mean, just like we're talking about, really the theme of this show is the Gary Vee effect. I mean, he has in the last, I mean, today is January 6th. In the last 6 days, he has, you know, spun up so much excitement around this platform that it's crazy. I want to give the audience one pro tip that I have been utilizing for a while. I gave this pro tip to Carlos a few weeks back because I know he was getting, you know, inundated with so many different people on his Snapchat. And here's the pro tip, you guys. You're going to have a whole bunch of stories that are being, you know, curated on your feed in the app. And what you want to do is you want to make sure you start filtering these. And the easiest way to do so is you're going to click on that person's contact, you're going to click on their settings, and you're going to click edit name. And then you're going to put an emoji in front of that person based on what category. So you're going to create categories. For myself, I've created a category for my best friends, for good friends, for brands that I follow, for car accounts that I follow, for influencers in the Instagram space that I follow. And for each category, I have a different emoji that I put in front of their name. And what does this do? This allows you to A, see quickly who is looking at your content when you look at your story. You want to know who is consuming your content. The second thing you want is that you want to consume certain type of content, and you want to have an easy way to find this. If everyone's name is just typed out, you want to make sure that there's an easy way that you've created for yourself to edit their name. As you add people, they're going to have custom names. You can absolutely change those names to whatever you feel like. You can put a one in front of all the important people and make sure you consume their content first. And so that'll make it easier for you, and it'll save you time on the front end of things.
Yeah, that is an awesome hack, aka pro tip, for Snapchat. And when Saba put me on game with that, if I could have reached through the phone and given her a high five, I would have given her two. She definitely put me on game with something that I hadn't even thought about, which is, how do you categorize your friends? So if you want to send content to certain people, you can quickly find them without having to scroll. Because what takes a long time with Snapchat is, if you want to send content to certain people and you have a lot of friends, you have to scroll a lot, or you can just type their name. But I did that. I put the little fire sign emoji next to like my top 25 friends, And yeah, I think I still have work to do with it in terms of kind of categorizing who are the foodies that I want to follow and whatnot. But you know, I definitely think that that's a good point, Saba. So let's kind of go back to the Gary V effect. So you talked about YouTube, and I want to point this out because this has kind of gotten lost in, you know, in translation. It's gone under the radar. Gary recently created a separate YouTube account aside from where he creates and puts his vlogs and his Ask Gary V videos. And I think this is pure genius. So hear me out now. He went ahead and created this account where he's taking questions from Ask Gary V, but chopping them up, essentially recycling Ask Gary V content, and then putting specific questions on his new channel. So one of the questions was, what type of rap music do you like? East or West Coast rap? So if anyone who is researching on YouTube or on Google, East Coast rap, West Coast rap, guess whose video is maybe, very likely, about to pop up? Gary's on his new channel. So again, guys, this is a guy who has thought several steps ahead about how to use these channels to the fullest extent. And the beautiful thing about it is that he's transparent. There's nothing that he's doing that you or I are not capable of doing ourselves.
Yeah, that's funny that you brought that up. I did see that. He has a really nice banner, and he's just being really specific. And I think that he has noticed the attention, because his Ask Gary V episodes are great, but he's answering 5-6 questions, and a lot of times they're coming from different categories. And so how does he make sure that he's able to target his audience so specifically? And so that's why he created the other YouTube channel, because he understands that if he really wants to grow his audience, he's going to have to get them in the first 30 seconds, in the first minute, right? And so how does he do that? He makes sure that he cuts up the content and he puts it out there so that when it's searchable, that can really happen. I'm glad you brought that up, because that was definitely something I had forgotten, but I did notice on YouTube.
Absolutely. So for you, Saba, as a younger millennial, let's talk about you for a sec. How does Gary inspire you or change your outlook on business? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
No, I like it. You know, I think for me, he really embodies the fact that he can be a good person and do business. I think growing up, I always had this stigma around business people where you had to screw people over and you had to, you know, do shady things to get that deal or close that client. And one of the things that he recently said in his daily vlog is, you know, more and more as he does business, he wants to do it with people that he really likes, people that are his friends. That's who he wants to do business with. And that really inspires me, because believe it or not, I am a little bit too nice. And I sometimes allow people to walk all over me, and I, you know, say yes when I shouldn't be saying yes. And, you know, I don't want to ever change who I am to be able to thrive in a business setting. And I think he really gives me that motivation to move forward, because he is such a great person. You know, he has that fire, he has that drive, he gets things done, he motivates people, you know, he makes good money, he's been successful in business, but he's done it with integrity and dignity and so much class. And I really, really respect that. You know, all the money aside, I think, you know, he always talks about he wants everyone to come to his funeral. It's all about the legacy. Your legacy is your most important currency. And I think for me, I always think about that. I know both you and I, Carlos, we value relationships so much. We value so much the people that we bring into our lives, all the relationships we build on different social networks, offline and online. And so for me, that's really changed my outlook and allowed me to say, you know what, this can happen. Because so many other hustlers, like we mentioned earlier on in the show, you know, they're making the money, they're doing the things you want to do. But I don't really see that human aspect in the spotlight as much as Gary Vee. I mean, I love that he put in his video the fact that he was making a video for his children. You know, I think that really brings him down to earth and shows his audience that, you know, you can make time for everything. There's no excuses to be made.
Yeah, none at all. And I was going to say, aside from his funeral and Gary, we want him to be around for many, many more years. But he also wants to buy the New York Jets, which is something that he talks about quite often in his videos is he wants to buy the Jets. Big Jets fan. It's probably a very sore subject for him right now, so I hate to even bring it up. But it's awesome, Saba, to know that you're another student of the game of hustle hosted by Gary V. So if Gary is listening to this, or if anyone who has contacts to Gary is listening to this, we would love to get him on the show. So let's see if we can make that happen, shall we?
That would be an amazing start to our 2016 year, don't you think, Carlos?
It sure would be. It sure would be. All right, so we are out of time. Before we bounce off of this episode, we've talked a lot about him. Follow at Gary V. That's V-E-E at, well, gosh, he's Gary V everywhere. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. Follow him. He's amazing. And also, follow my amazing co-host.
Yeah,
you can spell your Snapchat name out for us.
Thank you. Yeah, so definitely, if you choose to follow me, make sure that you, you know, hit me with a DM and let me know that you, you know, listen to this content, you know, let me know what your thoughts were. I really appreciate all the people who added me from the previous DJ Khaled episode. That was really awesome to get your guys' feedback and chat with you guys on there. My Snapchat handle is Saba, S-A-B-A, last name S-E-D-I-G-H-I. It's the same handle for my Twitter, for my Instagram. Everything is super consistent. So add me, and I can't wait to chat with you guys.
Awesome. That's real talk. And if you want to add me on Snapchat as well, you can add me at the Carlos Gill. And that's Gill with one L. So for now, we are out of time. We will see you on the next episode of Social 545.
You've been listening to Social 545. Be sure to tune in weekly to stay in the know of what's trending in social media.